18 past 7 on 666. Well, what a week it has been in federal politics and on TV. It's a week, I suppose, where a whole lot of things have been wrapped up together. Howard versus Costello. Was it deal or no deal? Is it skating on thin ice? And really, who was the one, if Costello and Howard were in the World Cup, that headbutted the other one? Did the week start out with Peter Costello thinking he was Zinedine Zidane? And did it end up, in fact, with John Howard being Zinedine Zidane? Chris Taylor from The Chaser can work it all out for us. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. So many questions.
Isn't it? Who?
So many questions. So much symmetry to the week of news, isn't it?
Wasn't there just who, in the end, in federal politics, was Zinedine Zidane and who was Marco Maserati?
Look, I think you'd have to say Costello's the headbutter of the two, wouldn't you? He went in early, he went down with the head and had a good hard crack at the chest of Howard, but... much with Zidane himself, the tide is slowly shifting as we learn out some of the things that might have been said behind closed doors, some inappropriate broken deals or insults in the Liberal Party room. Who knows? It's all a shambles. And I like the way you mentioned the deal or no deal. Because you do kind of expect Andrew O'Keefe to come out any second now, don't you? And a whole lot of 20 models holding suitcases and just let them finish it once and for all on the set of a Channel 7 game show.
But which one, I mean, you know, is Peter Costello, is he choosing now between the $200,000 and the 50 cents? Which one's he going to end up with?
Well, this is the great gamble for Pete, isn't it? Before all these shenanigans, I thought he was looking pretty good for what they call a smooth transition. But it's almost got to the point that Howard might just shaft him to spite him because I think Howard's probably a bit embarrassed about the events of the week and wants to reassert his authority on the situation. But look, I mean... I just love that politicians don't go to people on the opposite side anymore. It's all internal, isn't it? I haven't heard mention of the Labor Party all week. It's just, there's such a dearth of opposition in the country that the Liberal Party needs to provide both the opposition and the government.
It's in the end this week, it's come down to who said what to who. Now, whether it be what did Zinedine Zidane really hear, what was said, and it's the same with Peter Costello and John Howard. Did John Howard at some stage late last week or early this week say to Peter Costello, actually, I'm sticking around?
Well, yeah, who knows? I mean, it's very hard. The public's been asked to choose between the word of two politicians. Not a very attractive place to be in. And I must admit, I mean, let's just assume Howard did lie, which I find very hard to believe. I can't believe John Howard would ever be a little bit loose with the truth. Sure, you know, children overboard, WMD in Iraq, GST never ever... Oh, they were just anomalies. There would be an argument that Howard, Costello rather, has worked with John Howard closely enough to know that his word might not always be the most rock solid. But, you know, he kind of had it coming. And so what goes around comes around. And it'll be very interesting to see how this one plays out. I'd like to think Zinedine Zidane himself might even throw his hat in the ring. I mean, I know he's French. I know he doesn't have a particular interest in Australian affairs. But wouldn't it be a beautiful three-way race going into the next election? If he was just there.
Yeah, Costello, Howard,
Zinedine. He couldn't do it in 2006, but could he do it Australia 2007 federal election? We could use a bit of that headbutting, not since the days of Graham Richardson. If we had such an approach to federal politics.
So we've got head kickers in politics, now we need head butters.
I think so. You wouldn't want to go up against Kim Beazley, though. You headbutted his chest, well, you'd come off second best.
You'd end up bouncing back onto the ground. What did he really hear, do you reckon? What did the Italian bloke say to Zinedine Zidane, and this Italian bloke claims he doesn't even know what a terrorist is?
I found that, well, did he find that hard to believe? If that is true, then George W. Bush hasn't done his job very well, has he? The war on terror is an official failure. We found someone in the world who by the year 2006 hasn't heard the word terrorist. Look, I've had the lip readers out on this one. There's several schools. The lip readers are having a lot of trouble agreeing on what was said. I think there's a problem in translation. It was a particular Azurian dialect, which is tripping some of them up.
But the fact that you've got someone who speaks English trying to lip read someone speaking Italian doesn't really quite make sense to me.
I love that, yeah. I love it. It was the British press that wheeled these lip readers out, and they said, expert, most outstanding lip readers in the world, but they don't talk Italian.
The same people that, you know, lip read the royals on the balcony at Buckingham Palace after weddings.
All of that. Look, the early reports in, the Italian might have said, you play even worse than the Australians. You've got less chance scoring than Viduca. The way I read it, though, and I'm no lip reader, but you seem to me to be saying, hey, Zinedine, you're so gay, you like watching Torvald and Dean's dancing on ice.
Now, who amongst us this week...
Excuse me, you're doing that.
Come on, Chris. Who hasn't been taken in by dancing on ice? Jackie Kelly especially. Now, I heard Jessica Rowe this week say that Jackie Kelly was her third favourite person on Dancing on Ice.
Gee, isn't that an incredible...
What a rap.
What a rap. And
third favourite.
What a bit of journalism from Jessica too. That's the sort of commentary that's turned into the Today Show fortunes around.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, obviously, Carl is number one. I've no idea who number two is, but Jackie was number three. She was the one who shocked everyone, Jackie Kelly, with what a fantastic skater she was.
Well, why should anyone be surprised? She spent no time in Canberra at all this year. It's all just been ice work preparing for this moment. Look, I haven't caught the show myself. I hear very good things. When I first heard the title, I actually thought it meant Torvald and Dean dancing on crystal meth, the drug. Oh, I just had these visions of the two of them cruising Fish Week or Kings Cross looking for nasty drugs. And in a way, now that I've heard it's not that, they're just on traditional ice, I'm disappointed. I mean, the show might have actually been a bit more entertaining if the two of them were off their face on drugs.
Couldn't agree with you more, Chris. Thanks very much. Talk to you next week.
See ya.
Chris Taylor from The Chaser. It's 7:25.